WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. COVID cases keep dropping, but Dr. Ed Lifshitz of the Jersey Health Department says the virus is not totally disappearing.
The Delta variant in particular, it is clearly out competing the other variants, which means it's more transmissible. It's getting there more. It's becoming an increasing percentage in New Jersey and other places as well.
He adds the current vaccines appear to be very effective against the Delta variant, which is one more reason to get vaccinated. Meantime, the White House says more than 70% of Americans aged 30 or older have received at least one dose of the COVID vaccine. President Biden was hoping to reach his goal of giving a shot to the same percentage of all American adults by 4th of July. The White House says meeting Biden's vaccination goal is less important than the pace of the nation's reopening, which is exceeding even its own internal projections. Busted at Dave and Buster's. An East Orange man has been arrested after inappropriately touching and grabbing women at Dave and Buster's at Willowbrook Mall. When police arrived at the entertainment place on Saturday, a female patron claimed a man grabbed her buttocks, then walked away. She also saw him do the same thing to another woman. Security footage confirmed the woman's report, and 38-year-old Philip Lively was taken into custody. State police are looking for whoever shot a man in the hand as he drove on Route 290 Sunday afternoon. The man was driving his Chevy Tahoe between exit 28 for Black Horse Pike and exit 29 for Route 30 in Camden County when he said multiple shots were fired at him from a dark-colored sedan truck. The truck kept going while the man met with police at a hospital. A top regret among homeowners after purchasing their current home is the expensive maintenance and other hidden costs that come with it, according to a Bankrate.com. Ken Kamen, president of Mercadian Asset Management in Hamilton, says don't put yourself in a situation where you can get burned like that.
You need to buy garden hoses. Oh, and I need a ladder to get up to that light in the house. It's a couple thousand dollars of things you never even thought of. So it's things like this that you need to really factor in, that you better have some cash available after you buy the house.
And he says when buying a home now, don't spend next year's raise or bonus that you're anticipating, because that may not happen. And if possible, earmark an extra $5,000 or $10,000 for unexpected items like these garden hoses, ladders, and paint. A popular gourmet fried chicken restaurant is opening its fourth New Jersey restaurant. Sticky's Finger Joint announced in a social media post that it's coming to Hoboken. Three other Jersey locations are in Bridgewater, Paramus, and Union. Sticky's Finger Joint offers chicken fingers, poppers, sandwiches, and more, as well as 18 dipping sauces inspired by international cuisines. Get the latest Jersey news and your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Not the greatest day, but turning quite pleasant tomorrow. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Steve Travalese.
I listen to you guys from the time I get in my truck to the time I get home, man. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. I really appreciate you saying that.
Steve Trevalese. Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11 on New Jersey 101.5.
104 now, New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Well, good afternoon. We still have a closure along 202 South in Raritan coming down towards the Flemington Circle. It's a flipped over tractor trailer at the circle. So because of that, there's extra traffic on Voorhees Corner Road getting down to Route 31 to get past that closure. The northbound side of 202 is getting through, although a very slow ride. Not a bad afternoon on the New Jersey Turnpike, Garden State Parkway or 287, 35 crowding up in Spring Lake and also through Mantaloking, Route 9. Lots of traffic in Lakewood and also through Tom River, 55 North heavy into 42, and across the Delaware, a scheduled lifting right now at the Taconi-Palmyra Bridge. Also slow leaving New Jersey at the Commodore Barry Bridge and the Walt Whitman Bridge. Hudson River crossings, they're okay. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 118. I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic made possible by Ford Blue Advantage. Wouldn't it be nice if everything you bought online arrived just as you expected? There are no surprises with Ford Blue Advantage. Now you can shop for used cars online, in person, or both. You can also test drive before you buy. Check it out at FordBlueAdvantage.com. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 15 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 105.
All Jersey, all the time.
Love your station. Listen all day long.
New Jersey 101.5.
News Time 107. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
A cold front continues to make slow but steady progress southeastward across the state at midday. North and west of the turnpike, we're already seeing temperatures largely in the 60s with overcast skies. To the south and east, it remains warm and humid, but even there, temperatures are going to fall into the 60s by day's end. We'll see scattered showers the rest of today, even a couple of thunderstorms at the shore. Tonight, as this front continues to move off the coast, skies will begin to clear and it will turn cooler, with lows by morning generally between 50 and 55, due to upper 40s in some of the coolest spots in the northwest hills, upper 50s of the coast. Tomorrow will be a sunny day with low humidity, mid to upper 70s. Thursday, sunny and pleasant with a high of 75 to 80, a bit warmer on Friday. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
New Jersey weather made possible by Duck Dudes. Tis the season. You know, allergy season. Well, is the air you breathe in your home clean and pollen-free? Why not let the experts Duck Dudes check? Duck Dudes has next-day appointments available. Contact duckdudes.com today. Dude, clean your ducks. Wildwood Crest, 76 degrees. West New York, 70. Woodbridge, 70. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey.